From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation. Pete, can you help me lower the studio flag to half-mast?
Why?
Because a hero died this week.
Oh, my God.
You know who I'm talking about.
I don't know of anyone virtuous who died this week.
The only virtuous woman in America died.
Did Ann Coulter die?
No, Phyllis Schlafly died. I know what you're thinking. You were thinking it's Phyllis Schlafly.
What?
It's Phyllis Schlafly, and she passed away. And she was a conservative thinker that gave voice to all the conservative women out there.
She, in fact, set women's rights back quite a bit, and she was actually anti-feminist, as staunchly anti-feminist as you can possibly be.
Well, can I read a few Phyllis Schlafly quotes?
Sure.
Men should stop treating feminists like ladies, and instead treat them like the men they say they want to be. That what a hero.
Barely makes sense.
What a hero! Feminists just want to be men! They want an androgynous society where we're all robots with smooth privates. Here's another great quote. Sex education classes are like in-home sales parties for abortions. You know what an in-home sales party is, Pete?
Sure. It's when you go to the home of a friend or someone who's cursorily connected to your friend group and you try to sell them products that people would be interested in. They generally don't sell things that would provide a traumatic experience and an emotional distress on a woman for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
I'm guessing.
Exactly.
They don't sell things.
They sell things like Tupperware and not abortions. Uh-huh. And that's all that sex education is.
And you believe that?
Yes, I believe what she's saying. Wow. The atomic bomb is a marvelous gift that was given to our country by a wise God.
So according to you and this horrible dead woman, God gave us a gift. There was no science involved in the atomic bomb?
No, there was no science involved. Robert Oppenheimer was lying in bed one night and God came to him in the middle of the night and said, this is how you split the atom.
Well,
and this is how you turn it into a bomb.
I'm not going to lower that flag.
This show today is dedicated to you, Phyllis, up in heaven sitting at the right hand of Jesus.
Thank God you're dead.
And another big triumph for conservatives this week. Everyone's finally ganging up on Lena Dunham.
Actually,
how does that feel?
How does it feel to me? I'm not Lena Dunham, so it feels
you're not,
fine.
You wish you were Lena Dunham.
I actually don't love her.
Now I'll tell you what, I'm a huge fan of girls.
I know. I have...
I love girls.
You have butt-dialed me while you are watching that show. And the way that you react when Marnie comes on screen is disgusting.
Marnie! What are you doing with your life? I'm glad that she's finally getting it together and she got that divorce.
Who?
Marnie.
I would never watch that show.
It's great. It's a great show. But I don't like Lena Dunham's political views.
Her interaction with Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes. And so she was at the Met Gala, which is a place where a lot of celebrities go and dress up and sure. Hobnob and such, right? Mm-hmm. And she looked at Odell Beckham look at her and could tell from his gaze that he wasn't interested in having sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I commiserate with that.
Why?
I feel that all the time that people look at me and I could just tell that they don't think this little piggy could go to market. And by market, I mean sex.
Well, if you're asking people if they want you to have sex with them by saying, will you bring this little piggy to market? I'm guessing you're right.
So I commiserate with Lita. Commiserate with her.
And
all the liberals are making her apologize.
Well, she should apologize. But she should also now apologize for apologizing and only apologizing by couching it in the terms of her being sad because she was at a place where she didn't feel like she was as good looking as everyone else.
Is this issue with Lena, is this where liberalism breaks? Is this where the liberals have tied themselves up into so many identity politics knots that they don't have a founding principle to stand on?
If Lena Dunham,
that they don't have a founding principle like freedom to stand on, and it's also
not
personal and identity that they can't even say a thing about it?
First of all, liberals believe in freedom. Second of all, I will make Lena Dunham keep apologizing for the rest of her life. If she doesn't die writing an op-ed in the Washington Post about Odell Beckham Jr., I will never die either.
This is your pledge, is that you are going to
stay alive forever, Walt Disney style, until she issues a sincere apology to Odell Beckham Jr.
So this is it right now. Pete Hard is calling it out for Lena Dunham. Is she now your nemesis?
No. She's great.
She's great. See, this is the thing liberals don't know what to say about it. They don't. Everyone, every liberal, it's like in Austin Powers 1 where the really hot lady robot with the big boobies head exploded.
What?
Because I think that was Austin Powers 1.
I don't know. I only remember the part of Austin Powers where that Asian girl tries to give him a top secret massage.
What happened to Mike Myers?
The love guru didn't go well.
I was the
same. And then I don't know what happened. People used to see him walking around the city with a hockey stick.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, Mike, if you're out there, please call into Hard Nation.
Sure, we'd have you as a guest.
We will.
Well, he got divorced, I think.
Oh, recently. Well, good for him. Is he happy?
I don't know him personally.
And I tell you what, it's a great day for conservatives, too, because Trump is up in the polls. There was a CNN poll that has him up 2 points on Hillary today.
Ooh, that feels good that they're also switching so many states, which were formerly solidly red, into the blue column.
I don't know.
Can you imagine North Carolina?
Trump is going to win. Today is the day that we know it for sure. This is where he makes his triumphant return. Mark my words, right now, he has roused the dragon. He has roused the dragon, the sleeping dragon.
Stop making that tail.
Roused the dragon. This is what the dragon looks like.
That's just your big arm swishing around. Look, we have a special guest today.
Oh, yeah, you haven't told me who it is. Who is it?
It's someone who I think you're gonna love.
Oh, surprise guest. I can't wait.
After the way you comported yourself last week, I hope you don't have a duffel bag full of clothes.
I swear I do not. Oh boy, I can't wait. When we come back, we have a surprise guest here on Hard Nation.
I think you're going to pay them. Mark, I have a confession.
What?
Our producer is out sick this week.
Yes, of course. And, Zika?
Yeah, she has Zika.
Coming back from Rio with Zika, yeah.
Yeah, and she, bad news, she's also pregnant.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, let's not make hay of it now. But I did some booking just for today, and I might have accidentally booked someone that you know.
That I know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Delaware Burgess.
Hey!
Hey, how's it going? It's great to be here. I love half of what you do.
Delaware, let me just say that it's great to see another conservative voice in here. I think that we have a brotherhood.
See my voice?
Well, I mean, in the sense of seeing as in the larger sense, not actually.
Your rivalry already showing. He's picking apart everything you do.
Now, Delaware, you know that I respect you very much. And like I said, there's a brotherhood of conservatism, so we don't have to get to loggerheads.
Not a lot of branches.
Yeah, no need to get to loggerheads, even if you're not wearing fine French cuffed collared cotton shirts like I do. But that's all right. You come in a little more casual. I got to hand it to you for that.
Well, I don't think that I should be wearing ostentatious clothing as I talk to the people about the things that matter. It's
just for the listeners, Delaware is outfitted in what I would describe as the clothes of a 1920s cartoon.
It's disturbing.
Delaware, let's talk about this election. And again, this rivalry, I'm putting it aside and we can just talk like two conservatives.
That's right. There's no rivalry here.
You're
going to
cut yourself if you keep grabbing your arm like
that. I'm itchy.
Okay.
I'm itchy today. A lot of allergens here in the D.C. area.
I'm sorry you're frustrated, but don't scratch yourself.
I think the cherry blossoms are going again.
You're itchy, I got a little bit of ointment because I got to do every once in a while. I got to do air checks. I got to do some advertisements. I got to pay the bills. So what I do here is I like to give away balm salve, which is an itch ointment. And I've used it. I've loved it. Use promo code SQUEEZE.
Oh, okay. I see. So you're coming on here and you're bringing your own advertisements again. And
I cannot believe you fit that in your pocket.
Well,
is the biggest tube of ointment I've ever seen. It must go all the way down to your knee.
It's like a wine flask, one of those beta bags. It's just sort of, you just got to kind of, it curves under like a cashew bag under your arm.
I'll take a little bit of that ointment.
There you go. Just a little bit. That's enough. You don't want too much.
All right. Just don't scratch yourself. If you're frustrated, keep your hands on the table. I know you and Delaware have a history. We don't need to get into it.
We can get into it if we want. That's fine. We can talk about her.
Oh, my God. I didn't think we were going to go there.
We were both covering George H.W.'s election.
She was never going to leave George for you.
Barbara Bush was going to leave George for me.
She's no. a woman.
You never, neither of you had a chance.
No!
I was there, neither of you had a chance.
That's not true, my friend, because I was literally told by her in an affidavit notarized that I did have a chance. She did give me that.
Barbara and I were having a romantic interview on the Potomac. We were walking along the Potomac.
Yeah,
and
I remember. You have a picture of her in your house. I wearing do. Old Miss sweats.
I do. And she asked me to paint her like one of her French girls, which...
Oh, that old line.
Yeah, that presaged Titanic coming out.
Well, she did the same for me.
What?
Yep, she said, I want to be in an L.L. Bean catalog with you, but she meant literally we wore nothing and we just draped an L.L. Bean catalog over us.
That's a big catalog, but she's not a small woman.
Maybe we aren't competitors. Maybe we've been taken by the same harpy.
Well, let's be respectful. That's a former First Lady of the United States.
That's right.
All right.
Well, Delaware, what do you think of the election? Are you a big Trump? Are you on the Trump train?
You don't listen to my show? Yeah, I'm on the Trump train. I'm riding the Trump train. I'm at the head of the locomotive, which reminds me. I'd like to talk about a product called Choo Choo, and it's spelled C-H-E-W-C-H-E-W. It's like a meal train. If you have a pregnant friend, you bring them food, you sign up for it. But in this case, my ad is for me because I don't want to cook, so just bring in some food for me. Oh, Choo Choo. So
you're coming on our show.
Yeah, you're just shilling
your own products.
No, I'm not. Just use promo code ME.
We're here to talk about the election, the things that people care about. So tell us about why you support Donald Trump.
I'd like him to be the engineer of the train when I'm not doing it. But if he needs me in the caboose, I'm there. I'm going to solidly support him in any way. He's the most Christian-hearted man.
He's absolutely not a Christian.
I don't know why you say that.
He said, Pete, he totally is a Christian. He said the Bible is his favorite book. And he said that no one has read the Bible or knows the Bible better than Donald Trump. And why would he lie about that?
Because he's reckless with language and absolutely everything else. He has no attachment to the truth or the consequences of what he says.
This is coming from a man that is a polytheist, doesn't even believe in Christianity the way that Delaware and I do.
Don't make up words.
What, the Christianity?
Polytheist.
Polytheist? Oh. This is Pete believes that there's many gods.
What? What's your god?
Anything you want.
I get to choose?
Yeah.
All right. It's a potbelly stove.
Fine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Big old stove.
I believe that our spirits are made of the same thing as a potbelly stove. So I can worship at the altar of a potbelly stove in the same way, with the same sanctity, that you can worship at the altar.
You're saying basically keep out of your bedroom. You're like a Goldwater Republican.
What? No, I hate Barry Goldwater. I think he's an embarrassment to Arizona, and I don't have a high opinion of Arizona.
God is the Bible, and the Bible says that God is Jesus, and Jesus is the only God, and that's in the Bible.
That's a lot of transitive property.
And that makes Jesus the Bible.
And that makes Jesus the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to come in here and tell me that God can be anything, I won't have that.
I believe that everything that God created, whatever your God is, that we contain something that God created, which makes us all the same, which means that in you is God.
Let me refute that for a second, because if God is the Bible and the Bible is Jesus and Jesus is the God, when you take an oath, you put your hand on Jesus, but you put your hand on a potbelly stove, you get burnt.
You get burnt, well, Pete. So, Delaware, there's... the other day on your show, I was listening.
Yeah.
And you kept referring to a guy, you were calling him Mark Soft. Were you talking about me?
Well, I think your show could
Mark
be a little harder.
Soft.
Yeah. If I was doing your show, it'd be called Titanium Nation or Diamond Nation or something like that.
Well, I think it's absurd to say that I am not conservative. I consider myself the most conservative radio talk show host here in the D.C. area.
Yeah, what are you, like a Reagan Republican?
No, I'm a fully throated, family values Republican who believes in the Christian nation called America.
That's me on my worst day. On my best day, I'm an Adolf Eichmann Republican.
An Adolf Eichmann Republican?
All right, great American,
that's enough.
Who's a German.
He's not a great American.
I want to prove once and for all that I am more conservative than Delaware.
Yeah, good luck.
I want you to moderate a conservative off, Pete.
I'll have our listeners know that every time that Delaware sort of scores a point, he's raising the roof, which for a man of his age is more embarrassing than anything I can imagine. He's very elderly.
I am so hunched over that to have my arms fully extended upwards still do not exceed the elevation of my shoulders.
Yeah, it's almost astonishing that a human spine could still support the flesh that surrounds it.
You ever seen a Viper roller coaster at Six Flags Magic Mountain?
Yes, I've ridden it once.
I was the model for that.
You were... Wow. Yeah.
Well, let's make now this like Superman right. versus Batman.
Which one are you?
I'm Batman.
I'll take it. I'm Superman. He's a Superman. He's the Ubermensch, German Adolf Walkman.
Dale raising the roof. So you guys want to do some sort of competition to
determine who's the most conservative.
Right. Yeah, and absolutely there are no stakes there, and it's an infantile competition, and actually competition is counterintuitive to the best instincts of humans. But I
don't you have a safe space to go and erect there, Pete?
Do I have a safe space to go to be erect? All right, so you two want to have a competition,
yes.
right?
I want you to determine who is the most conservative.
All right.
I give us a topic, and we'll each... If you don't mind, my proposed rules for this conservative off. You give us a topic. And
Delaware, stay awake.
Oh, sorry. Stay awake. Sorry. I was okay. Some of my neck folds provide a natural pillow, and it reminds me of my sleep.
It's like one of those airport pillows.
That's right. Yeah, it's a neck pillow.
You have a big old haunch of fat around your neck.
And my skin is basically a slanket.
So I want you to give us a topic, and we have one sentence to say the most conservative thing possible.
I like it.
All right. So I'm going to go with just the big ticket items.
Go to the big ticket items. Get specific to anything you want.
So I want to know how you believe we should solve immigration.
I'll go first, seeing as how I like to seize the market whenever possible. And there's my statement.
Well,
I think America is for Americans. And if you're going to stay here, you should know English. You should know all the songs of Rihanna. You should.
She's from Barbados.
Well, she's American because she knew all the songs of Aaliyah.
Neither of them hold a candle to Juju.
Who is Juju?
Who is that?
Some Brazilian lady.
Yeah. Dale.
All right. Well, you haven't judged points here. Yeah.
No points.
Zero
Neither
points.
Of those answers were good.
On.
My next category would be to tell me why we should overturn Roe v. Wade.
I'll go first.
I lost.
Because fetuses have so much to teach us. And who knows if the next fetus that we slaughter could have written the great American songbook. 3.
You're very musical today.
I'm very musical today. What if Rod Stewart had been aborted?
Well, here's what I'll say. In order to overturn Roe versus Wade, you've got to go to LegalZoosh.com. It's the only company that can get you through estate planning, probate, wills. Use promo code CRATE and BARREL.
I can give no points to either of you.
Oh, come on.
Because neither of those were answers. You just revealed your love for Rod Stewart.
Yes, what if we had aborted him?
Well, honestly, we might be better off.
What is this? 0 points? What is this? Little League? Everyone wins.
No one wins.
Old bleeding
the whole
heart.
PC culture here.
Well, no, that's actually not what's happening here. Neither of you are winning. You're not getting a participation ribbon. You're not getting anything because neither of you are playing by the rules. Every single answer that you give me is completely devoid of content or intelligence. So I'm going to try one more time. All right?
All right.
I will ask you if you think the current balance of powers is appropriate, that the executive branch is afforded the exact same amount of power as the judicial and legislative branches.
Checks and balances is the keystone foundation of this country.
Mm-hmm.
However, the judicial, depending on who sits on it, right now, and the way it's heading, let's get rid of it. We don't need it.
Okay.
Executive branch,
insane.
The way the polls are going, we don't need it.
What?
I think our best chance is to just keep the legislative branch. Do you suffer from type 1 or type 2 diabetes? What you need is a sugar stick. It's the size of a cross pen and it fits in your chest pocket. You stick it in your thigh at any time of the day and you'll be fine. Use promo code sugar stick.
Wow. I want one of those sugar sticks.
Again,
I do have the diabetes.
Yeah, he really tricked you.
I'll take a sugar stick.
I'm not an answer. Mark.
Sugar stick.
This is your last.
I'll take a sugar stick.
Don't say that word in here.
Sugar stick?
Yeah.
That is not a slur. And maybe
it sounds like one.
Maybe
and
to liberals,
like
everything's a slur. Now
I don't
you can't
like
even
the word
can't
sugar
call someone a sugar stick.
No, stop saying it. It will take on a meaning. You are giving it that word a lot of power.
Wait, so if I look at Hillary Clinton, I say, what a sugar stick, I can't say that?
Now you're talking.
I bet you anything people would not like.
You know what? I award you a point for that.
Thank you.
Here you go, hijacking the rules of this game. You have completely lost because you didn't answer one question. You only...
And I got a point for saying sugar stick. So I think the executive branch needs to be stronger. And it shouldn't be stronger until Obama leaves office. And as soon as he leaves office and Donald Trump is president, we should give him all the powers. He should be, we should just only put the Trumps in a tiny little Senate. And you should have all of the little Trumps all together. And they Baron Trump and Ivanka and Ivana, and they all, Melania, and they all vote in a Trump Senate. And that.
So like a monarchy.
Hmm?
A monarchy?
Monarchies don't have little Trump Senates, do they?
I want to be in a Trump Senate.
You can be in the Trump Senate.
Where did you get a bowl of coleslaw?
He's eating a bowl of coleslaw right here.
For my little cashew bag.
Delaware, do you have anything that you want to let everyone know about coming up as we enter into fall here?
That's right. We're doing a Del on the Dial tailgate party down at in Popular, Delaware. It's a city. It's a small town. It's where I broadcast out of. You can check out Del on the Dial at 96.725. It's real.
That's super
you
specific.
You got to really tune in.
You got to really tune in to that.
And we're doing a tailgate for charity, which is part of Choo Choo, the meal train, where I just need food. I'm hungry, and I want to eat that day. We'll tailgate. We'll eat. I'll rub elbows with y'all. I can't be there. But leave the food on the tailgate and listen to Del on the Dial, 96.8. It's the star.
Delaware, I just want to say that I know that for you, Barbara Bush was a young lady. But for me, she was a real Mrs. Robinson.
I mean, this was 1992.
This was 1992. And I just want to say that hearing your conservative thoughts today, I want to say that I'm willing to put our love triangle behind us.
You know what? I have to say that I feel the same way. I've never gone this far center to meet in the middle with someone like you, a moderate. And it's been a real pleasure stepping over those party lines to really throw some shade, as the kids say, on your friend over here.
I think we all know who the real enemy is.
Yeah.
Who?
You. And your potbelly stove god.
No,
that's a weird god.
Name calling. Seems appropriate for a Trump supporter. But I will tell you that we both have the same magic inside of us.
Okay, now you're promoting your album?
What?
Magic Inside of Us?
Magic Inside of Us. Yes, it comes out next month, and it is stunning. It is an amazing album. It mixes a lot of musical genres, and the only reason that I knew Rihanna's from Barbados is because I used a lot of Barbadian-influenced maracas.
Yeah, if you like a white man rapping over pan flutes, well, listen to the magic inside
I'll tell you right now, there's no appropriation. It's wholly original.
You rap over pan flutes?
Yeah.
Really?
It's played by my one son that I dressed up like a satyr. Which is a half goat, half human.
I know what that is.
Yeah, I have a Jewish friend.
That's not what
not
it
a
is.
Seder. Delaware, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me in.
The Magic Inside Us, September 11th.
Magic. This show is brought to you by The Magic Inside of Us, out September 11th.
No! You.
Promo code PAMFLOOPS.
All right, that one's fine. But get out of here and take that coleslaw. Right. With you. It's mostly just mayonnaise.
It's mostly just
it's a bowl of loose mayonnaise. There's so little cabbage in there.
I literally can't even. I'm so immobile, I can't even use a wheelchair. I have to set up a slide. Bye.
All right, we're opening up the phone lines. Callers, call 1-800-HARD with 4 D's. Punch those D's, ladies and gentlemen. Punch those D's. Caller, you're on the line with Hard Nation.
Hello, Deathball Infidels.
Oh my God, who is this?
I don't recognize that voice.
You heard what I said. I said death to all infidels.
Is this coming from inside the United States?
This is a block.
You can't trace this call. It's I'm all around you. I'm everywhere.
What?
What?
What do you mean? Are you speaking literally or metaphorically? Don't say both.
Both. You got me. It's me, Dwayne.
We got you. I had no idea who it was.
You folded under zero pressure. I just said, don't say both. You immediately said both.
I know. I just, honestly, the voice modulator, can I turn it off?
Please turn it off.
It's hurting my throat.
Yes.
Yes.
Turn it off.
I bought a cheap one and it's sort of shocking my throat.
Oh my God. So that noise is coming out of your throat?
I hold it up. I'm holding it up to my Adam's apple.
I think you're pushing too hard. Don't push so hard.
Ow.
Stop.
Okay.
Now, Dwayne, this is Dwayne Johnson. Now, Dwayne Johnson.
Are you out of?
Not the one from Ballers.
Not the one from Ballers. We're all big fans of Ballers.
Love Ballers. Can't wait for season 2.
I can't wait.
I hope I get to see it where I am.
Well, so, Dwayne, you last time we spoke with you, you were in prison. You were waiting. You had just gotten to prison because coincidentally you woke up in a pickup truck that was filled with manure and had a fuse in it.
Uh-huh.
That was driven into a butcher shop
you
used to work at.
That someone who has a very similar name and had a conflicted relationship with their dad drove into a chicken shop.
Well, now I can truthfully tell you that I did it.
What? I mean, it was very apparent
before. It couldn't have been clear. Now, how did you get out of prison?
Yeah, and where are you? In the United States now?
I can't tell you where I am, but I'm in a country that does not sympathize with the United States of America.
Oh, my God. Now, it's been your dream to join ISIS because...
Oh, big time.
Because you said earlier you wanted to learn how to do the Jean-Claude Van Damme way of holding a knife backwards.
Oh, I still am really interested in that. I want to get one of those knives with the ridges in it. I don't know if it's a hunting knife or whatever. People can't understand me here, so it's very hard to communicate that.
All right. Well, Dwayne, you've gone to a country that is not sympathetic to the United States. Is there an ISIS chapter there, and are you having a hard time fitting in?
I can't figure most anything out. It took me over 48 hours to eat my first meal because people did not know what I was saying.
What was your first meal?
It was a bag. It smelled like pork rinds, but it tasted like human feces.
Oh my God. Wow. A bag?
You know, like a mini office trash bag that when, have you ever, I would go into my dad's office and a cleaning lady would come and take out the trash bag. But you know how they tie it around, like knot it so it was really tight on the trash bag?
Yes, yeah.
It was that type of trash bag.
So you just ate garbage.
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
It sounds like you ate garbage because it doesn't sound like any actual cuisine.
It's not a meal.
Yeah. So, Dwayne, when we spoke to you before a couple times ago, you had no idea anything about ISIS. You didn't know anything about Islam. Have you educated yourself since then?
I learned a lot in jail.
All right, what are some of the things you learned in jail?
I know what the Quran is.
What is the Quran?
It's a book, and it has a lot of meaning to a lot of people.
But what can you name something that happens in the Quran?
Sure.
Let's hear something.
Name something that doesn't happen in it. First of all, here's the thing. My cellmate, Dugo, he had one in a different language, and I couldn't read it.
That is the cutest inmate name.
Dugo.
That is not scary at all. Dugo.
Well, you should have seen the size of him. He was quite scary.
I would not like
you. So you're in there with Dugo. He had a Quran in a different language. You couldn't read it. How did you get out of jail?
I snuck out.
Snuck out of jail.
Dwayne, that is actually quite impressive. So you're saying that you are currently on the run.
Mm-hmm.
You snuck out of jail. How did can you tell us how you snuck, or is it proprietary?
I guess people are hearing this.
People are hearing this.
The only time I'm coming back to America is to kill. So I think I can tell you what's happening.
How did you get out of jail and get to this unnamed country?
Do you know what a conjugal visit is?
Where someone who the prisoner has some sort of relationship with is able to come and have sexual relations with the inmate.
Yes.
Right. So I had there's this girl, her name is Peg, and I don't like to make fun of her, but people make fun of her because she's very heavy.
Okay.
Well, she's bullied, which I'm not into.
That's unfortunate.
All right.
Big problem in this country, and I appreciate you being a part of it.
She is obese, and obesity is an issue.
Yep.
She has diabetes, and that's an issue, and I will stand by that.
There is nothing.
And I don't care about if this goes against the ISIS. We need to show some more care and love for
Dwayne, this is actually really touching, although there is almost nothing more condescending than calling a person who's overweight heavy.
So does her being overweight play into your escape story?
Very much so.
Because otherwise you wouldn't have to bring it up.
So I tricked her into loving me over the course of a couple of weeks. I said really nice things. I called her.
Like what's something that you said to Peg?
I love your heavy, heavy body. I respect you. The bullies are wrong.
Oh, my God.
Right. I saw Shallow Hal so many times.
That is one of my all-time favorite movies. If you want to see the funniest nacho order in history, check out Gwyneth Paltrow and Shallow Hal.
Oh, my gosh. So classic.
So you tricked this woman, using your own words, you tricked this woman into loving you.
She came for a conjugal. I hid inside of her blouse, and as she walked out, nobody noticed.
So no one noticed.
Woman is so.
I told you. Have you ever seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yes.
She holds nothing on Peg.
You're outside of the prison now.
Uh huh.
Does she know that you're in the blouse?
Of course. Are you serious? Of course.
Okay, just making sure.
Don't be silly.
So she knows you're in the blouse. So now what happens next? Because now you're not even in the country anymore.
Well, we get married.
Oh, you got married.
I had to at this point.
You had to at this point.
Mm-hmm. I felt really bad. And then we immediately annulled it.
How did you have her do that? How did you get her?
She was sleeping. I set up a camera in the bedroom while she was sleeping, and I hid behind her in black, like those sort of like in the kabuki, you know, in those Japanese things where you don't see the people behind them.
Yes, I know.
And I made it look like she was signing all the paperwork.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It doesn't, but I believe sure. That it
do you
happened.
Know what I mean?
You, yes. Like, used her hands?
Yes.
Sort and of I brought that to a notary public, and that was fine.
And then?
So how did you get to this country?
Which country?
The country you're in right now that you can't tell
right,
us.
Right,
that's hostile to the United States.
Oh, well, first I went to the airport, and I panhandled.
You panhandled at the airport?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't people – you're a felon at this point. You're an escaped fugitive.
I grew a little bit of facial hair.
All right.
I scarred my face.
All right.
Oh, Dwayne. So
I look different than I used to.
What did you do?
Do you know boiling water?
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
boiling water.
I
dipped my plan was to shock and jump my face right into the water, but I was scared, so it's just the tip of my nose, and so the tip of my nose is permanently red.
Like a Michael Jackson situation.
I don't know who that is. So, and then I went to the airport and I panhandled for a while. That wasn't working. So I there was another obese woman. God. And I, this time the woman did not know that I was hiding under her blouse, and we went through security together.
Oh, wow. So she didn't know.
She didn't know.
So, but wait, if you're able to get her not to know, then it wasn't a silly question.
How did you get into her blouse? I need to know the mechanics around how you snuck in there.
Okay, there was a Buffalo Wild Wings at the airport.
There, yep, one of the best places.
Now, again, I don't like to make fun of heavy people.
You feel very strongly against it.
I think that they're one of the most underserved people in the United States of America, and they're heroes.
I agree.
And she was but I'll say this, she was going hog wild, and you put something in front of her, and she was just going to town. She didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
I could tell that she was oblivious because her children were wandering away. So I snuck under the table and went right up her shirt, and she did not notice. There were so many folds. It was insane under there.
Oh, my God. And then
it smelled worse than Peg.
So now she's on this flight. You go overseas and you get out and you're in this country.
No, we go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay, you're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Then what? Where did you go from there?
There was another fat lady.
Oh, my God. You just keep climbing into large women's.
There is no surprise there that was your destination.
It's beautiful there, just from the airport, I could tell. And so then I got on another flight, and I didn't know. And this wasn't a Buffalo Wild Wings. This was a local, some fat. I know I love fat people, but this was just a disgusting fat person.
That's not a nice thing to say about fat people.
No. This one was just an ugly, bad person. I could tell.
All right.
Well, if they're a bad person, that takes primacy over their size.
All right. Bad,
the quality of who you are.
And so, then I snuck in again.
And then you got into another large person's shirt. And then
that was an international
flight. Oh, and then you landed where you're at now.
No.
All right. How? Well, then what?
I said, I hopped in a cab, and they didn't speak any English because this was a different country.
Uh-huh.
And I just said, ISIS, ISIS, ISIS.
Okay.
And you know, because I was like,
you want to get to ISIS?
And then I said ISIS, and then I put my fingers in the shape of a heart. Do you know what I mean?
To like indicate I love ISIS.
Like I heart,
Okay. Right.
Like I heart New York.
Okay.
Right.
Sure. I can see, I can follow the logic, but not a good idea.
And so that didn't work with that person, but I went around for days and days doing that until I found this guy who worked at like a newspaper. Do you know what a newspaper like stand is?
Yes, of course. Yeah, newspaper stand. Sell newspaper.
They knew. And then he was very nice, and they invited me over for dinner, and I couldn't talk to them, but they were very, very nice. house, and they threw plates at the end of dinner, and we did a dance, and then I was immediately knocked unconscious, and I woke up I don't know what happened, but I was surrounded by people with guns.
Wow.
Sounds like you were a very unwelcome guest at a Greek wedding.
It could have been. There was a lot of dancing.
Wow. All right. Well, we have to go, Dwayne, but good luck out there. I mean, it sounds like you're in a dangerous situation. Try to find some real food.
Okay. I've gotten accustomed to this.
You're eating out of the garbage.
Dookie.
No, you're going to get sick, Dwayne. I will ask you to call home to your parents.
Yes. And I'm never talking to my mom again.
Well,
I'm
then call your dad. Call your dad or call Glenn. Your parents would love to hear from
my
you.
My dad and also, Glenn are not on speaking terms.
Well, grown men can put all grievances aside. Yeah. Stay out of people's clothes.
And don't join ISIS. You still have a chance.
As hard as I can.
You still have a chance to return to the United States.
You still haven't given me one reason not to.
Because you don't want to kill people.
Who knows?
Don't join ISIS. No. Don't join ISIS, Dwayne.
Call your parents. And whatever you do, do not crawl in anyone else's shirt.
No promises.
They don't want you there. They don't want you
They
there.
Don't even know.
And don't use the word.
And I leave little trinkets in there for them.
What did you leave?
Just little, you know, those like when you get them, you put 25 cents in a thing. And then the things pop out and it's like a little sticky hand.
Oh my God. You are not ready for ISIS. Return while you still can, Dwayne. Turn yourself in. You are a fugitive.
Come home, Dwayne, and stop using the word heavy.
Thanks, guys. I'm such a big fan of you guys. I'm going to try to listen over here on the internet radio. Thank you.
Well, I hope that kid does well.
Oh my God.
I'm pulling for him.
I can't believe how many times he said the word heavy.
I just hope he makes it to Syria. Not because I believe in ISIS, which I don't, and I don't care. I will stand up. I will say I do not believe in ISIS. I'll
wow,
say it right now.
What a brave stance.
Yeah, I will make that stance. But I hope he gets there because I like seeing someone fulfill their dream.
I hope that he goes home to his parents because he has committed a crime. He drove a dump truck full of shit through a chicken shop window, and now he's trying to get to Syria inside the folds of a heavier woman.
I think he can do it.
It's not good.
Godspeed, Dwayne.
Go home, Dwayne.
Godspeed.
Just talk to your mom about the fish.
Next week, this is very exciting. Phyllis Schlafly's corpse will be in here.
And we'll see how long it takes to cover it in red, white, and blue nachos.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.